Okay, and welcome back. Jordan Maxwell is with us this hour. Jordan is, without question, as I said an hour ago, one of the wisest men I will ever know. He understands this planet and its alleged sentient custodian species as well as anybody. And more than that, he understands the abject evil. This is non-human evil. These are just not bad people. This is something else that, in fact, have ascended, planned, and now control essentially the planet. And they are as dark as they get. They do not have morality like we do. If you want to call them anything, you call them, I guess, almost extra-dimensional sociopathological maniacs. Because we mean nothing to them. Human life means nothing. And they brand the planet with their symbols. They broadcast their plans in advance. They mock people. They don't care. Sound like fun? Well, welcome to reality. Hello, Jordan, and welcome back to
you. Hello there. Thank you, Jeff, for having me on, and always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's quite a world we live in, no doubt about that. The thing that's always bothered me is that people realize there's a lot of bad in the world, but they have no idea in the world how really bad it really is.
That's true. They think it's bad, but it's way worse than that.
It's way worse than that. Yeah. And you're right when you say that whoever these powers that be over us are really not human. I am totally convinced of that because I've heard too much. I've heard too many stories talking about the higher minds that are guiding the planet. I've known about this, Christians even talked about this stuff in the Bible and all the ancient cultures of the world. I can't remember one that didn't have a story or many stories in their culture, as far back as you can go in history, about star people, alien life forms, angels, demons, whatever you want to call that other dimension, whether they've come from out there or they're interdimensional or whether they're actually we're here to start with and help design us. Whatever the story is, there is a higher intelligence on the earth and probably in our solar system that is watching and in charge of the evolution of our race of creatures on the earth. So I've always believed, for many years I've been saying that evolution is not the subject we should look at. It's intervention. Someone higher, far, far, far wiser, far more powerful than we humans have been in charge of this earth and are even today still in charge, still running things behind the scenes. And we hear all these stories about, God knows, I know you've heard them too, about the extraterrestrial influence in government and the possibility of extraterrestrials being in underground bases. All that kind of thing.
Right.
And there must be something to it because the people who have brought these subjects up were found dead. So there must be something to it. And as I said to you before, that can you imagine what it might cost financially, what it would cost to finance Steven Spielberg for a two-hour movie? Well, he did 19 hours. Spielberg did 19 hours of a television series on Taken. He's done a lot of other movies, like E.T. and Close Encounters.
He didn't just wing that either. He had information.
No. So where did that kind of money, 19 hours, finance Spielberg to do a television, top-of-the-line Class A presentation on the subject of how aliens are taking humans and interacting with us, and how the military, if you watch that thing, I watched it twice, and how the U.S. military is in bed with these alien life forms. And then when I talked to my military friends and people who are on the inside who should know, tell me, yeah, that's true. They're here.
Just like that
would explain a lot. That would explain a lot. Because whoever these images are, there may be good ones, and then there are bad ones. But the thing you need to remember, if we're talking about actual alien life forms from somewhere else, the thing you need to remember is that they are not necessarily good or evil. They just are what they are. They do what they do. So it's like an insect, you know, grasshoppers and insects are not evil.
Right.
They just do what they do.
We have to somehow impress our own moral template and evaluation on all these things, and we really shouldn't, because, as you say, they just are what they are.
That's right. And so where they come from, maybe the area of the universe that they come from, they have no comprehension whatsoever of anything to do with morality, ethics, you know, human feeling and human desire and feeling and sympathy or empathy. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. They are what they are, and they do what they do. And so that's why it would be ludicrous for you to go out and sit and try and talk to ants in an anthill and try and explain to them physics and astronomy, et cetera, to ants.
Uh-huh.
They don't even know you're there.
No.
And as far as they're concerned, they have no idea what you're talking about because they don't speak your language. And so that's the same thing that higher intelligence is coming from out there. That's what we would face. They have no idea in the world how you think. They couldn't care less. They do what they do, and their ideas about taking you over and controlling this planet, they don't care if they have to kill half of you. I mean, when was the last time you worried about driving over an anthill and killing thousands of ants? Who the hell cares?
They're just doing it. They're doing a job.
They're just doing their job. They don't care one way or the other. So the same thing is true with the people who run our country today and who run the planet. They couldn't care less about humanity, about human feeling, about emotions. They have no emotions. They have no feeling for life, for children, for older people. They have no feeling, period. They are what they are, and they do what they do. And as I've said on so many times on this show, that the people of this planet are like the animals out on the Serengeti Plains of Africa. People around the world are just people. They're minding their business, taking care of their young, trying to find something to eat, stay alive, while the lions and the predators are quietly organized. Criminality gets organized. Good people don't. Good people don't get organized. They don't know how to get organized. But real predators get organized. And so that's what we're facing. The human race is facing higher intelligences who are extraordinarily well organized, that use their own kind of communication right in front of us. And, you know, kids do that right in front of you today. You know, if you've got young kids around you, they can sit and talk on a telephone right in front of you. And use terms that you think are stupid kid stuff. No, they're selling drugs. They're talking about some extraordinarily evil stuff that they're into, but they're using terms that older people think is just a bunch of kid talk. No, it's not. It's symbolic terms and words, and that's what's going on in the world today. Too many people in America and around the world have no idea in the world what words mean, what symbols mean, what the catchphrases that are being used. And, you know, I've been watching this for over 50 years, and I'm just amazed at how much we still don't know, and we're still in denial. People will listen to all these speeches going on. They have no idea in the world that Obama's not talking to you. Hell, he couldn't care less about if you hear anything.
No, he's making noise.
When he speaks. And when he speaks, he's speaking to the secret societies that run the world from behind the scenes.
Just making noise for the masses, but
that's it. You know, so
Jordan, a little bit more on this issue of denial. That's really one of the it's not spoken often enough about. That's one of the secrets as to how the masses are controlled and subverted and subjugated with ease, denial. Their reflex is to deny. Their reflex is to turn away from painful realities. And they
That's
do.
It. Absolutely. They turn away from painful reality. But eventually, you're going to face it. So somewhere along the line, you're going to face the reality. If you don't wake up, you will have to face it one day when you find out you've lost your country, you've lost your home, you've lost your integrity, you've lost your family, you've lost everything. And now the only thing left to lose is your mind. And then people will begin to call out to God and all of that kind of stuff, never realizing that the institutions that supposedly represent God were put there by the same dark, evil forces that have been manipulating the planet from day one, and you just didn't know it. And that's why Christians, Jews, and Islamic people all over the world are praying to their pagan Allahs and all their moon gods and all the silly, nonsensical stuff in religion. True God, the Almighty God, they were God's chosen people, and all of this monstrosity of religion. And the more these people pray to their God for guidance and protection, the worse the world gets each day. So my feeling is, by their fruits you shall know them. What is the fruitage of the Christian presence on the earth today? What is the fruitage of the Jewish presence on the earth today? What is the fruitage? Our world is filled with bloodshed, violence, drug addiction, gang wars, killings, wars. My God, when are people going to wake up and find out you're going to the wrong source?
Let's give them a commercial here to think about it. Hold on. Hey, Jordan, hang up the phone. We're going to call you back. There's a little bit of clicking on the line, so just hang up and we'll call you right back. And we will be right back with Jordan Maxwell after this. Sounds like such a downer. I'm sure a lot of you are saying, well, what's the use? Why should we care? The answer, I think, is rather simple. You should care because you individually can make a difference, at least in your life and perhaps in the lives of your family and your loved ones. That doesn't mean you have to begin to proselytize to them, but you can certainly live and lead by example. And you can do that best of all by, I think, becoming prepared and trying to help those around you understand that the situation is not good. I don't care how you quantify it to them, but they need to know. And you can pull information off my website anytime, videos, print stories, and just say, hey, if someone says, what are you talking about? Pull down a story, let them look at it. Everybody wants to see videos now. We've got a lot of great videos that explain these things very succinctly. It's not a problem. Jordan, go ahead.
Yes, well, yeah, and you're right, because I've said so many times that the people of America have no power to do anything, and the reason why is because knowledge is power. They have no knowledge. But once you begin to study the subject of how we've been manipulated and exploited because of our ignorance, and how the dark forces that run our planet use words and terms and flags and coats of arms and corporate logos and how they manipulate our minds with the use of music and motion pictures and television. People do not realize how big this monstrosity is. And so I've been trying for years just to tell people to wake up and start educating yourself as to how the universe works. I'm very interested in is theology and the occult world of hidden theology. And the church, both Jewish, Islamic, and Christian religions have completely covered the original spirituality of the human race has buried it so that it's not even recognizable today.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back into the ancient world and look at the ancient scriptures, and you will see that there was a science that all of the ancient peoples of the world knew and respected. It's only in the modern-day world with our religions, our corporate mentality, that we don't accept wisdom from the ancients. We don't accept the
uh-huh.
time-honored wisdom of the
right.
ancient people.
Exactly.
And that, you know, anytime people tell you not to look at something, there must be a reason. You know, when your dad tells you don't go in that room or don't open that box or don't do this, don't go somewhere and don't see something, there must be a reason why they don't want you to go there and see something. Well, the reason why the church, and for the better part of all three of the people of the book, and that's what the three major religions are called, people of the book, because they require a book. But the people of the book have always unanimously said they have nothing to do with astrology, because that's all evil. And then you come to find out, no, actually, astrology is the basis for all three religions, and that's the one thing that the people don't want, you know, and the religious leaders don't want you to know, is that the entire superstructure of Western civilization is based on astrology, astrological terms and words and symbols and flags and coats of arms, and it's replete throughout
when you
our
say,
society.
Wait, Jordan, when you say astrology, can you define it? Is it the kind of astrology you see in the newspaper? Is it the kind that people online who claim to be outstanding expert astrologers practice? Is it something more, at least quasi-occult than that? What is it?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up, because yes, exactly right. What we normally call astrology is interesting stuff. Sometimes it has something to do, has some kind of a connection, but it's almost always lacking. And the reason why it's lacking is because I believe that Nostradamus was probably the best of the best. But the way Nostradamus did his astrological calculations has zero, nothing to do with astrology as we know it today. And the ancient astrology that Nostradamus had mastered was the basis for all the ancient sciences. So you're right. The regular normal astrology today is of little consequence, and that's why so many people who have tried it and look at it are not that impressed with it. Well, it's because it's not that accurate. But what Nostradamus was able to do was very impressive, and even 500 years after he's gone, he is still revered and still, and still well known for his astrological forecast. And so I've found out that I've had friends who are masters in the astrological understanding that Nostradamus provided us, and to listen to those people who know the real ancient sciences and how the universe works is just amazing. How accurate the real understanding is, and you know, when we talk about, we hear that, we say that Jesus talked about the kingdom of God. What is it that is divided into a kingdom on the earth? I mean, fish are in schools and birds are in flocks, and all the different animals are said to be in different kinds of settings. But what is it that has a kingdom on the earth if it isn't the animals, the animal kingdom? And so when you ask for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, what you're talking about is the kingdom of the animals, or zoology, or zodiac, because that's what the zodiac is made up of the kingdom. God's kingdom is the animal kingdom of the zodiac. That's why the church will readily tell you that there was, in the Bible, 12 signs of the zodiac, which was represented by the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles, or the 12 stones on the breastplate of the high priest, the 12 brothers of Joseph. Look in the Bible and look in the back at how many times the number 12 is used. It's awesome pages and pages where the Bible talks about the number 12. Well, the 12 goes back to the 12 signs of the zodiac, or the 12 months of the year. And Jesus is referred to as God's Son, the light of the world. Of course, the Son is the light of the world. And he had 12 helpers.
Hold on with 12 helpers. We have to pause here and do a little business. 12. A baker's dozen. A dozen eggs. 12. 12. 12. 2012. Be right back with Jordan in a minute. Okay, and back with Jordan. The number 12, 2012, it's called a natural number, and it's interesting. Let me see if I can find anything else out here that will round it off. The word 12 is the largest number with a single morpheme name in English. Single morpheme, 12, one syllable. The word 12 is the largest number with a single morpheme name in English. Etymology suggests the 12, similar to 11, arises from the Germanic compound blah, 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 blah. A group of 12 things is called a duodecad. The original adjective is blah, blah, blah. There's a ton. If you do 12... just do a search for the number 12. Write in the number 12. You'll find 4.8 million returns. So it's in everything.
Sure is. And it dominates our world. It's just that we haven't been told about these things. But 12 dominates the planet. And the reason why is because it goes back to the really, really ancient world, where mankind was studying the stars, studying the heavens. They weren't watching television and dancing with the stars and basketball. They were actually studying the creation, and were legitimately interested to know knowledge and wisdom and understanding. We don't need it today. We've got basketball. But the ancient peoples did want to know. And so they spent their whole life, and for thousands of years, people dedicated themselves to studying the planets, studying the stars, and it's a fascinating subject when you get into how much we have not been told that we actually know. So there are people and there are institutions on this earth that do know things which are very important to our future, but they're not telling us. They're not. It's because it's on a need-to-know basis, and they figure we don't need to know. But this is what I've been trying to do, is awaken people to the fact that your mind's like a parachute. Don't work if it ain't open. You need to open your mind, look at the ancient history of the world, go back about 8,000 to 10,000 years, and then read how we have evolved and come down through time. Start asking yourself, who created us? Where do we come from? Mm-hmm. I mean, people use the word God. God is simply dog spelled backwards. What are you talking about when you talk about God? Mm-hmm. And so many, it's frightening to me to see that Islam is gaining so much attention and power all over the world. People who are supposedly intelligent people are falling for some of the dim-wittedest stuff that's ever been produced on the earth by anyone.
That's the dumbing down process as
it
aided
is.
And abetted and installed and nurtured and reinforced by the mass electronic media. I forgot how many times an hour the average person electronically connects with something, whether it's an iPhone or an iPad or a computer. They're connecting all the time, over and over and over. It is changing, Jordan, as you know, so fast, no one can quantify it. It used to be we had decades to try to figure out and understand and assess how television had changed and taken control of our society.
Yeah.
Now, that looks like a horse and buggy.
It is.
Instant speed of light communications with anything. You can pick up an iPad in your hands and hold literally all the knowledge of the known universe in your hands.
You're right. And with all of that technology at your fingertips, today we are the dumbest creatures on the face of the earth.
Because
one third
of the people with those electronic products dial up porn.
Yeah, well.
They're barnyard animals, Jordan.
So, it's amazing. But you know, what goes around comes around. We're going to pay. Americans are going to pay for what they have allowed to happen in their country and to their culture and to their history. And so we're going to have to pay. We're going to have to pay for what we've done and what we've allowed to have been, you know, been done in our name around the world by our masters who actually feel that they own your body. And in their world, in the world that the masters live in, they do, in fact, own your body. Your body's on a security on a New York Stock Exchange. People
sure
don't
is.
Understand how the world works.
No, they
how
never
the,
will.
How the system actually is put together and how it works. But the reason why our people don't know is because they've been given television shows and sitcoms and sports and anything to keep you busy. You make sure on every street corner, every corner, you must have a liquor store so that you got plenty of alcohol, plenty of liquor, and drugs are on the street. Even
well, and what are the other chains around your ankles? Usury, debt.
Exactly, with all kinds of them. And television, and watch and go to the movies, and watch all the millions of people going to motion pictures, never realizing where, you know, Hollywood, what it represents, where the money is coming from, who these people are who are guiding the destiny of the human race. And so I just keep watching this stuff going on. It's getting worse by the day. But I really believe that the only light that there is out there is understanding the universe, understanding where we are in the times in which we're living and where we're going and what's coming. And the best way to do that is to understand the astrological signs, the ancient astrological science. And it is a science. It's always been a science. But it's been made into a silly, nonsensical religion today. But if you go back to, as I said, and I go back to Nostradamus because he did such an incredible job of being accurate, even centuries ahead. And so I would say that anyone's interested in Nostradamus, go on the web and contact me. I've got a lot of information that you might find very, very valuable. So on that subject of the kingdom of God, the kingdom is the astrological signs. That's why Jesus had 12 followers. So
nothing,
that's a very big subject.
Yeah. Nothing really of a surprise if you just do the work and the research. But again, with the number of people, 30% dialing up porn when they have the known universe to consult and learn from. So not encouraging.
You're right.
Not encouraging. Be right back in just a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back with Jordan Maxwell. I don't know where it's going, Jordan, how much longer we have before things become intolerable. They're already past the point of no return, quite frankly, in the society. That's just the truth. Now, we have, somebody said last night, 80 million Americans are actually out of work. They're able to work, they'd like to work, but there are no jobs for them. It's that bad. So that clearly is the plan. They're not going to turn that around. Every American, and this may sound a little strange, but this country is wealthy enough to give full health care to every American. We know that. We shouldn't be killing Afghanis and Iraqis. Everyone should have access to the best medical care. I know people who are more than worthy who need medical care. They don't get it. They say, sorry, but if they're a Mexican or a Guatemalan or some other illegal alien and they've got one, two, or 10 kids in a litter, they get the best of the best. Americans are being systematically ravaged, raped, looted, pillaged, and really thrown in the trash can. This is so outrageous. So outrageous that it just tires me to even think about it. When Americans can't get health care, Jordan, can't get a dental visit, call it socialized medicine. I don't care what you call it. We are a wealthy country. We are supposed to be enlightened enough that we put our money behind our citizens. Now, idealistically, I think the founding fathers felt the same way. I think any rational person would. All of us should have medical, health, dental, all of us. We should never go without in this country. It truly is and can be and should be the land of plenty for Americans who built it and worked it. But it's not. So how do we fix it? We don't. You know why? Because the system is destroyed. It has been penetrated, permeated, and taken over by that ultra-black evil consciousness. This isn't doom and gloom, it's reality that has taken control of the planet.
You're right. And, you know, the Democratic Party, as far as I'm concerned, I've only been looking at it for 50 years, but as far as I'm concerned, just my opinion, the Democratic Party is a pure communist, Soviet communist operation within our borders, and the people have no idea in the world of what's going on. I mean, that's why all communist countries have the word democratic in their title, People's Democratic Republic of China, and the People's Democratic Republic of Cuba, and People's Democratic Republic of North Korea. It's always a democratic republic. Yeah, democracy. Democracy is a communistic system. Democracy is 14 wolves and two sheep trying to decide what we're going to have for dinner tonight. So it has nothing to do with law. It has nothing to do with constitution or the rule of law. It's the majority rule. 46 guys hanging one. That's democracy. So that's why you have the people's democracy. It means that if you can capture the minds of the masses, we call it democracy. Democracy is the rule of the mob. That's why the word democracy comes from demos, demosocracy. Demos is the Greek word for a mob. That's why when the mob is out in the street, we say it's a demonstration, because demos is a mob rule.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we got.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, the Republican Party, my God, since 1948, the Republican Party is absolutely pure Nazi, SS, Gestapo, Martin Bormann, Odessa, Operation Paperclip. The Republican Party is pure Nazism, right from the old Berlin times. And so we have on one side of the aisle, we have the Nazis. On the other side, we have the communists. And there's nothing of real, true Americanism left. And nobody would even know what it is. And you'll even go to jail if you try and talk about being an American, standing for, you know, what's right and freedom and liberty and justice for all. Nobody knows what the hell that means. It has nothing to do with anything. So until the American people wake up and find out they've been lied to on every level, and it's disgraceful and it's frightening, because I know where all of this is going to lead us. You know, you can see where it's already led us. You know, just stick around. You know, and I find it very difficult trying to say these things in public, but I'm just trying to be objective and trying to tell you the truth. The truth is we've been had in a lesson until you're able to wake up and begin to look at the real world around you. Nothing is going to change. So that's why I have been thinking about, and I've been doing it for the last couple of months. I have these quiet, private meetings I'm doing, you know, like a chat club. I've decided to do some of these private chat club kind of thing where people can come and I can talk with them in private, because most people don't want to hear the truth. So if you want to come, like every month, I'm doing one this June 2nd. I'm doing a private group. Here in Los Angeles.
Can anyone come, or is it strictly private?
Yeah, anybody. Just go on the web, and it's on my homepage. It says Jordan Maxwell's Meetup Group. You know.
Oh, nice.
Many years ago, they used to have chat clubs or meetup clubs. Well, I've started.
Sure.
And so I've got one now, and once a month we have groups. People come from all over. You know, we have food, and it's catered, and we sit around, and sometimes I'll do a slide presentation or a presentation or something, I'll just sit and talk for an hour or two, a couple of hours about a subject, and we have question and answer and end up talking all night. So anybody that's interested in doing that, well, go on my website. It's right there on the homepage. And I'm really interested in this ancient astrological implications of the world we're living in. So if you want to talk with me about that, you can go on my website and go to contact. And on my contact page, scroll down to the bottom and send me an email. And or if you're around, and come to the meetup, that little chat club we're doing. It's June 2nd, I think, which is a Saturday evening here in L.A. in Chatsworth. So, I did a little plug for myself because I find that so many times people want to know and they're interested to know, and I'm fascinated with how much there is to know that I want to talk to people about. But I don't get a chance to do that much on radio, so I've decided to do this kind of a get-together once a month. And so I appreciate you letting me tell people about that. It's on my website, the homepage.
Yeah. JordanMaxwell.com.
Right.
Now, these get-togethers are probably really rewarding for people. I hope those of you down in the L.A. area can do this. This is a very special thing.
We sit and talk about all kinds of things I could never talk about on radio.
Do you remember many, many years ago, Jordan, I start my 19th year next month, and I'll bet was 16, 17 years when you were first on ago, maybe even 18, I don't know, and you told the story of the UFO experience you had in Las Vegas. What an amazing event that was, and you look now, and after 50 years of research, when you see what's on the internet and you see the DVDs out there and the presentations and the documentaries, so much of it traces directly back to you and your research. People owe you a debt of gratitude times 10. You are the unsung hero of the epoch in which we live in, the epoch of change. And I still do believe that, unfortunately, the time has passed when we can do anything much to take this back. You can't go back. History is not replete with virtually any example of going back. It all goes forward. How it proceeds forward can be shaped, but it doesn't go backward.
Boy, that's the truth. I've said it on your program before, there's no place in history where the people of any country ever rose up and demanded their freedom and liberty and justice. No place in history has that ever happened, except in the coming of the Republic of the United States of America, and it was only a small, select handful that stood up for that kind of freedom and died on the field of battle to give that kind of concept, that conceptual idea of freedom of the human mind, the freedom of sovereignty, to be a human being and be your own self. Well, today, nobody needs that. As I said, we got television. Who needs it? So when the American people wake up, and, you know, there's an old saying, you never know what you've lost until it's gone. And when the people wake up and find out that they have lost their beloved America, they have lost their country, they've lost their republic, they've lost it all. And why? Because they have listened to their so-called masters and leaders. Our leaders are not leaders, they're misleaders. So, again, if you're interested to, you know, come and sit and talk with me and join the group, just go on my website at the top of the homepage and give us a call. And if you're interested in Nostradamus and the whole subject of astral theology, go on the web and give me an email. I want to talk with you about it, too.
Very good.
Anyway, again, I want to thank you, Jeff, for letting me come on.
Oh, you've been such a good friend for such a long time, Jordan, and it's always just grand to sit and talk with you. So anytime you want to do it, just give me a call.
Thank you, my friend.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.
Mr. Jordan Maxwell, a man of our time, a man of all time, really. That's our program tonight. Thanks for being here. We'll see you in 21 hours.